I want to talk today, and just as we're standing at the very edge of this brand new year in 2024, and you know, as I stand here and as we all sit here, I have no idea how your 2023 was. I really genuinely hope that 2023 was a great year for you. I hope that 2023 ticked every box, everything that you were trusting God for and believing God for at the start of this year. I pray that you got. I really do. I hope it was an amazing year for you. Maybe 2023 wasn't a great year for you. Maybe you are glad to see the back of 2023. Maybe your thought line is 2024 can't be as bad as this year has been. I don't know. But whatever this year has been for you, whatever way this year has treated you, tomorrow we're going to start off into a brand new year. It's going to be a blank page, waiting to be filled full of your dreams, hopes, and aspirations for 2024. And I hope you all have things that you're trusting God for in 2024. I really do. You should never enter into a new year, let alone a new week, without having things that you're trusting and believing God for and hoping to see manifest in your life this year. At the moment, 2024 is a blank canvas. It's like when you get a new book. Are you like me, or you start a new diary, and in the start of your new diary or your new book, your writing is immaculate? I mean, it's the best writing you can write. And you are afraid to crease it. You're afraid to turn the pages too much in case you break the seam, or you don't want to get any dog ears on your... Is anybody else like that? When I get a new book, I'm like that all the time. My writing is amazing. But after about a week, I'm lying. After about a couple of days, my writing has turned into an illegible scribble. And the corners are all turned up. The cover has fallen off. But that's just the way I treat a new book. And often for us, after a couple of days of a new year, our resolutions are gone, aren't they? Yeah, they're gone. We've tried our best. We've given it a couple of days, and we've just gone back to the same old ways, the same old disciplines that we were trying to change. Well, tonight, at 1 minute past midnight, we will all turn this brand new page on this brand new year, and we'll eat our last chunk of chocolate, Angela. Oh, yeah. Eat our last slice of cake. Drink our last glass of wine, Coke or beer, whatever you like to drink. And we will all set our resolutions and say, but this time next year, I'm going to be fitter. I'm going to be healthier. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to be the fittest person I've ever been in my life. I'm going to walk every day. Maybe not every day, but I'm going to walk often. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to eat more greens, eat less browns, consume less sugar. We're going to go to bed early. Praise the Lord. We can but try. Get up early. Well, we have to. Amen. I'm going to read more books. That's a joke. Anyway, we'll try. Watch less TV. I mean, we've all of these things, haven't we? And we're going to try and do all of these things. And why do we do these things? Why do we set these resolutions for ourselves? Why do we torture ourselves? Why do we try and force ourselves to stop doing the things we enjoy and start doing things that we don't enjoy? Why do we torture ourselves with exercise and healthy living? You know why? Because we've all done this conscious examination on ourselves as we are today, and we've all decided that we could do better. We could feel better. We could think better. We could act better. We could eat better. We've done this self-examination, and we've decided that if we change some things, that we could improve our lives and how our standards of lives are. Now, all of that is great, and I would genuinely personally recommend that we all try to do something better in 24 and have some better ideas, better plans in 2024. We should all at least aim for our 2024 to be better than our 2023. And I pray that our 2023 was a good year. But can I say to you on this last day of 2023, and can I recommend for you another exercise, not a physical exercise, praise the Lord, that I think every one of us should take advantage of, and that is I think we should examine how we are with God. We should examine how our relationship is with God. And I think that as we walk into this new year, I think we could all, if we have any resolutions, we could all resolve to do and get closer to God in 2024. Amen? When it comes to our spiritual life, I think we should be asking ourselves today, how have I done with my walk with God in this last 12 months? Have I gotten closer to God, or have I drifted further away from God in 2023? And as we start this new year, the one thing that I think we need to do today is ask ourselves, how healthy is our spiritual man? You know, bodily exercise, the Word of God says, profits a little. But I think if we were to maybe exercise our spirit man a bit more in this coming year, I think it will profit us a lot. Amen? You know, in our physical bodies, when you know there's something wrong, you know there's something wrong, don't you? I mean, if you feel there's a cold coming on, you know it's coming on, don't you? You feel a bit yicky, you feel cold, it's the sniffles, your body starts to ache, you feel pain. You know when there's something not right in your bodies, don't you? Your body tells you, doesn't it? It just, your body is speaking to you all the time. We self-examine, don't we? You know, our bodies are amazing, aren't they? Praise God for such amazing, complex bodies. And our God has built into our bodies this self-diagnosis that's going on all the time, 24 hours a day. Our body is checking itself continuously. And if something is not right, if something is wrong in your body is telling you. How many of you have went to bed at night feeling fine, I mean top of the world, and woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning with your head over the toilet getting sick? How many of us have ever done that? I'd say probably every one of us has. We felt great going to bed. All of a sudden, in a few hours, we're thrown up a lung. That's, you know what that is? That's your body telling you there's something wrong with you. Amen? Our bodies are constantly night and day running continuously, updating, telling us how we are. You know when you're hungry? You don't need anybody to come and tell you that you're hungry. You know how you know you're hungry? Your belly tells you. Amen? Starts to grumble. Your belly tells you when you're hungry. You know if you're cold? Your body is telling you you're cold. You don't need someone to come in and say to you, hey, listen, I think you're cold. You know you're cold. How do you know you're cold? Because your body is telling you that you are cold. You know when you need to use the bathroom? You don't need to set an alarm on your watch or your phone to tell you to go to the bathroom. Amen? Your body tells you to go to the bathroom. Our God has built this great diagnostic into our bodies that tells us how things are going in our bodies. And God, in his amazingness, has also built into our bodies the ability to fix themselves. You know that, don't you? You know when there's something wrong in your body sets about fixing it straight away. Have you ever cut yourself? Well, you'll know if you've ever cut yourself, within a couple of minutes when the blood stops, it starts to form a scab. You know what your body is doing? Your body is healing that cut. You know, if you ever break anything, and I pray you never do, but if you ever break anything, your body heals itself. Amen? The break will heal itself. That's why it's so important that when someone breaks something, that they go to the hospital and they get the bone set back in the right place, because the body immediately, once it's broken, starts to repair itself. Amen? Our bodies have this amazing built-in system that heals itself, that fixes itself. If a virus attacks your body, if any virus, cold virus, flu virus, whatever, if any virus attacks your body gets rolls up its sleeves and it gets to work straight away on that virus, breaking down that virus, attacking that virus, destroying that virus. Our immune systems that God has given us are amazing. Designed by our wonderful, amazing God. But it's not just our internal lives that we need to examine. We also need to examine how we're doing in our walk with Jesus. So just before we march into this new year, with all of our need-based New Year's resolutions, I think we should take some time and examine ourselves to find out how we're doing in our Christian lives, in our walk with God, and resolve that 2024 is going to be our best year yet in our closeness of our walk with Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. It says there, Paul speaking to us, he says, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Give me 1 minute just to unpack this scripture for you. Because a lot of people have used this scripture down through the years to say that Paul was speaking to us believers. And what Paul was saying to us believers in that is that we should be constantly checking ourselves to see that we haven't drifted away from Christ and in some way lost our salvation. Now, this scripture is applicable to us, but it's not applicable in that way. Amen? What this verse actually means is Paul, he was speaking to the Corinthian church. Now, in every verse of scripture that you read, you should always read back to see the context that this scripture is given in. In the first four verses of this chapter, Paul is saying that the people of that area were coming to Paul, and when Paul was preaching the word of God, talking to him about Jesus, they were saying to Paul, hey, listen, Paul, I think you've lost it. I think you've gone, you're gone loco, man. You've gone. You've missed this thing. They were saying to Paul, you've missed it. Paul, you need to go back and you need to examine yourself. Check yourself. See if you're still in the faith. See if you're talking for Jesus. But Paul, actually, if you were to look at this, the actual original Greek doesn't actually say examine yourselves. It actually says yourselves examine. So when Paul gave us this scripture, he was actually talking back to those who were talking to him in his day, telling him to check himself. And Paul was actually saying, hey, you guys, yourselves, you need to examine. Check yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Check yourselves if you're talking for Jesus, because you're saying that I'm not talking for Jesus. So how does that apply to us? Well, it still applies to us. What Paul is saying that we should examine ourselves. We should check ourselves to see if we're still in the faith. Not to check to see if we're still saved. Amen? He's not saying that. That scripture is not saying check to see if you haven't drifted too far away from God and if you've lost your salvation. He is saying that we should check ourselves to make sure that we're walking still close to our God. Amen? Paul is saying, hey, you need to stop examining me. You need to examine yourselves. And church, we do need to examine ourselves. Amen? We need to examine ourselves to see if we are still following closely to God. Amen? We need, as we get ready to move into this new year, check yourselves out. Ask yourselves, am I as close to God on the 1st of January 2024 as I was on the 1st of January 2023? Or have I drifted away in this past year? Have I allowed other things in this past year to pull me away from God? Have I allowed the things of life, have I allowed the worries of life to pull me away from God? Have I allowed television or other people to drag me away from God? Am I reading my word? Am I worshiping God? Am I pressing into God? Am I praying? Am I doing the things that I know I need to be doing to stay close to God? Amen? Amen. We need to check ourselves out. You know this word of God that you have in front of you there? It's full of promises, isn't it? Well, you'd know that if you were reading it, wouldn't you? And as Angela said this morning, you know, tomorrow we start to read through the New Testament in 1 year again. And I know some of you are thinking, oh, here we go again. Here we go again, reading through the New Testament in 1 year. That seems to be just something that they do, you know, just to put it up on the screen every week. They say, this week we're John chapter 5 or whatever. You know, starting off there, read along with us. They're just adding it in for an announcement. But we're not just doing that every year. And we've done it for every year, I think, for the last 12 years. We're not just doing that just for an announcement, just for something to say from the stage. We're doing that because unless we read through the Word of God, we'll not know what the Word of God has for us. You won't know. Unless you read that letter that somebody sent you, you will not know what they're trying to say to you. Amen. How many people have ever missed an email? An important email. Telling you something really important that you needed to know. But you missed it. And because you missed it, you missed your flight or whatever, you missed a train or something like that, or you just missed out on an offer, or you missed out on something that someone was trying to tell you. We need to read things, don't we? In order to know what people are saying to us, we need to read the messages that they send us. If we don't read the message that someone has sent us, how will we ever know that we needed to pick up milk today? I didn't know. But I went home and I boiled a kettle. I put a tea bag in the mug and I poured out the tea and I went to the fridge for milk and there was none there. And I went to Angela and said, "Hey, why is there no milk?" And she said, "Did you not get some?" I said, "No." "Well, why didn't you? I told you. I messaged you." "Oh, sorry, I didn't read it." How will you ever know what someone is saying to you unless you read what they're trying to tell you? And how will you ever know what God is trying to say to you unless you read his word? So when we start off again tomorrow, religiously for the 12th year, reading through the New Testament in 1 year, we're not doing it just for the fun, just for something to do, just for the crack, just to make ourselves out to be great Christians. We're doing it because unless we read what God is saying to us, we will not know what God is saying to us. We will not know the benefits he has for us. Hey, listen, just over a year ago, the government said to every one of us, every household in the country, they said, "We're giving you 150 euros credit off your electricity bills for the next however many, 3 or 4 bills. And we all knew about it. And you know what we were all saying this time last year? "How do I get it? How do I get it? Do I have to apply for it? Do I have to ring my provider? Do I have to go to the TD? How do I get it? You know, when someone offers us a benefit in the natural, we run after it, don't we? If we know we're entitled to something, I tell you one thing, we go and find it. Amen? We will. And I mean, if B27 offers you a free coffee over there, you're all over there. You're all getting it, amen? You're all in line with your little app open, wanting your free coffee. Because we in the natural, if someone offers us a benefit, we go for it. This is packed full of the benefits of God. Amen? It is rammed, packed full of the promises of God, the benefits of knowing God, following God, pressing into him. It's full of it. But how will we ever enjoy those benefits unless we read about it? Amen? So this year, we need to press into what God is saying to us in his word. That's why we read through the New Testament in 1 year. That's why we do it. Because we want to know what God is saying to us. And unless we read his word, we will never know. You know, there's nothing as bad in life as people who go without something that they've been promised or something that they've been bequested or given because they don't know about it. Let's not lack anything this year that God has promised us. Amen? Let's be sure of his promises. Let's not just wonder. I think that's somewhere in there. I think maybe God said that at one stage. Let's be sure. Let's be sure of the promises of God this year. Amen? We need to do this internal audit in our lives in the start of this new year and find out whether we're living our lives in a manner that lives up to the way that God says we should be living. And if there's things in our lives that are pulling us away from God, we need to get rid of them. Amen? We need to get rid of them. There's a 500-year-old proverb that says, "If you lie down with dogs, you'll get up with fleas." You know that one, yeah? If you lie down with dogs, you will get up with fleas. You need to examine. What are you lying down with this year? What's influencing your life so much that's causing you to be at a deficit in some areas? Amen? If people are pulling you away from God, if you have people in your life that are influencing you in a negative way, pulling you away from the things of God, find a different way to be friends with them this year. Amen? Amen. If there's things that are drawing you away from God and the enticements of life will draw you away from God, if there's things like that out there, it's time to lose them. Amen? Amen. Really. I'm not saying don't have friends in the world. I'm not saying don't watch TV. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is do an internal audit. Find out how you're doing with God and what's the things that are pulling you away from God. And when you identify the things that are pulling you away from God, you need to start eliminating them. Amen? Amen? We need to be ruthless. You can't play friends with the enemy. Amen? You can't dabble in the things of the enemy. You know, because the enemy is like a red-hot poker. You can't just touch the tip of it without getting burnt. Amen? He'll burn you every time. You can't play with the things of the enemy. Amen? Because he doesn't play fair. And if you recognize things in your life that are pulling you away from God, pulling you in the enemy's direction, you need to be ruthless. You need to get rid of it. Amen? Amen? You know, if a surgeon or if a doctor was to find a cancer in your body, he just doesn't cut a little bit of it out. He cuts it all out. Amen? And the devil is a cancer in a Christian's life. Amen? He's not in there to benefit you in any way. He's in there to destroy you. Amen? So we need to do that self-examination issue. Are there things in our lives that are pulling us away from God? And we need to make God our closest friend in this coming year. God only wants good for you and good for your family. He only wants good for your life. Amen? You know, when God is your shepherd, you'll never want. Amen? When God is your shepherd, you'll never be lost and without direction. When God is your shepherd, he will protect and provide for you. When God is your shepherd, surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. We need to check ourselves out at the start of this year. Amen? Just like, you know, when we, at home, when we pull down the Christmas tree, other things go with it. Amen? We look around the house and we, at the start of the year, when the Christmas tree comes down, we say, okay, what else can we get rid of? That's in the way. That's clutter. And we all have a lot of clutter in our lives. Amen? So I would say to you, when you come into the start of this new year, when you start making resolutions, start finding out, what's clutter in my life? What sort of things am I doing that I don't need to be doing, that are not adding 1 ounce of goodness to my life? What are they? And get rid of them. Don't just reduce your use, get rid of it. Amen? Because if you reduce your use, the enemy will just start enticing you back in. Amen? We need to get closer to God. James chapter 4 and verse 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Get close to God, James is telling us this year. Why? Because we need God in our lives 24/7. We don't just need God in our lives on a Sunday morning, or God in our lives when we get a bad doctor's report, or God in our lives when we're worried about something. We need God in our lives in 2024, 24 hours a day. Amen? We need God when we're sleeping. We need God when we're waking. We need God when we're eating. We need God when we're whatever else we're doing. We need God in our lives in 2024. How many of us want more of God's favor in this coming year? How many of us want more health in this coming year? More of God's prosperity, more of God's grace, more of God's blessing, more of God's abundance in 2024? How many want all of the promises of God working their way out in their lives in 2024? How do you get that? By drawing closer to God. And that will cause God to get closer to you. I just want to finish up this year with James chapter 4 again. And I want to read it to you this time out of the Message version, starting in verse 7. It says, so let God work his will in you. Yell loud no to the devil and watch him make himself scarce. Say a quiet yes to God and he'll be there in no time. Quit dabbling in sin. Purify your inner life. Quit playing the field. Hit bottom and cry your eyes out. The fun and games are over. Get serious, really serious. Get down on your knees before the Master. It is the only way you'll get on your feet. Let's ask ourselves a few faith questions today before we finish. Do I have faith in God? Am I aware that God when I live in faith that I please him? Do I diligently seek him every day? Am I confident that when I seek him, I will find him, especially when I seek him with all of my heart? Do I know that God rewards those who diligently seek him? Do I have faith in the goodness of God?